This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Athena Kildegard. Kildegard was born on October 14th, 1959, in Rock Spring, Wyoming. She grew up in St. Peter, Minnesota, where her father was an English professor at Gustavus Adolphus. When I asked her what made her interested in writing, she said, "My father and my mother were avid readers and loved to read aloud, so I was raised around words. Wasn't that lucky? Still, neither of my siblings have pursued writing, so there's got to be something else. Perhaps being the oldest, I occupied the writing niche. The thing is, I started writing poetry when I was small and just never quit." Kildegard attended Gustavus Adolphus College, where she received her BA, and also the University of Chicago, where she received her master's in teaching. Her books include Rare Momentum, Bodies of Light, Cloves and Honey, Ventriloquy, and Course. Kildegard has won grants from the Lake Region Arts Council and the Minnesota State Arts Board. She has also received a McKnight Fellowship. A founding director of the Prairie Renaissance Cultural Alliance, she teaches at the University of Minnesota, Morris. Today's poem is Brothers at the Reunion. If you're like me, you might feel that reunions are simultaneously wonderful and deeply odd. On the one hand, you're with people that you love, people that maybe you haven't seen in years or decades. And while this is undeniably a cause for celebration, there is also an awareness of the passage of time. There's an awareness that these beloved people have been absent from your life, and you have been absent from theirs. Reunions are an awareness of what has been lost. You're the same person these people knew, and at the same time, you're also not exactly that same person. After all, you've lived and learned and changed over the years. To be at a reunion, therefore, is to exist in two different time zones, your own past and also the current moment. What a reunion makes us realize, I guess, is the unstoppable passage of time and how easy it is to lose touch with those that we love. This is Brothers at the Reunion by Athena Kildegard. The old men stood below the exit sign laughing and cussing as though they were in a well-lit bar, though they'd all given up drink years before. They cussed for the electricity of the words. Some, widowers who hadn't kissed a woman in years, stroked the air with their hands. They didn't touch one another. The one holdout blew smoke away from their privacy. They did not talk of faith, these men whose father had been a deacon. They disagreed. Instead, they told the old stories about creek beds and whippings and snakes in mailboxes and jokes featuring Viagra and gravity. Their laughter bound them, that and a loss of faith in their bodies, though desire hammered there still.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded remotely due to the coronavirus pandemic and produced by Peter Folliard. We both send our best wishes. Thank you for listening.